Hey everyone, I'm going to tell you as simply as I can how Andrews and his crew pushed this garbage here in Melbourne, Victoria by using the aged care. Okay, this is quite simple. I've mentioned this before, but I need to tell you this. I need this to be shared because it's so blatantly obvious. This goes about 6, 7 days ago, a week ago. I don't give a damn about these total deaths. I don't give a damn about the bullshit in hospitals. What I care about is this figure here, cases in aged care services. But as I always mention, how beautiful is that up and down? And in between, we had a bit of a break, getting people to think, oh, all's good. But they kept saying, second wave, second wave, second wave. And look at this beautiful up and down. You could not script this any better. That is fudge. Those figures are fudge, 100%. You know, you'd think there'd be a few more ups and downs, but it's coming down. But who knows what happens when the protest on Saturday zumbo up again. So what I want to talk about here, before I do, I know for a fact, I've spoken to 5 people in the aged care home near me that started work virtually here. They started work virtually here, and that's when they started testing the people in the aged care homes. That was all planned. They never tested the old age people here because that was to be started here. That was the plan. And as you know, I won't keep repeating myself, old people will all have coronavirus in them. There are 7 types of coronavirus: influenza A, B, hepatitis, I think, AIDS, SARS-1, SARS-2, a few others. So, and anyone in the elderly age will test positive, but they can't, you know, test them all and say that they're all test positive, because then the people might wake up that you know, that's the case. So they just pick and choose their own nursing homes. And as I saw yesterday, 3 more Melbourne nursing homes have got the virus. And just on that, funny how this virus just loves going to nursing homes. Just finds its way in between homes, you know, surrounding nursing homes, and manages to just get into these nursing homes where old age people never get out of their beds, never mix with anyone. They're in bed, they're there virtually dying. They don't have social intercourse. They don't have intercourse. They don't have dancing nights. They don't have anything like that. They do not mix with people, and they are virtually locked inside their rooms. No one's allowed to visit them. They wear masks. All the staff wear masks. So you tell me, how do these viruses spread throughout all the nursing homes? Because it's all fake, and I'll tell you how. And I don't want to hear this shit that it's because of casuals working one place and spreading it to another. That cross, I'm not sure what the word is, cross, whatever, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen when there's a pandemic. You are not allowed to work in one nursing home and go to another nursing home. So a few calls I've made to Andrews' office and other idiots, that's what they've told me. Don't sell me that shit. Don't sell me that shit, all right? No one's spreading. Oh, if there's 1 or 2 people doing that, you're telling me they're deadly COVID carriers, are you? Just amazing. But anyway, I'll tell you why. Oh, just before I do, the virus just loves the elderly people. But you can guarantee the places that the virus will not be found, it doesn't seem to like police stations, you know, and police. Police who go around, you know, roughing up people, arresting people without changing gloves, without changing the clothes, just go to a different place, you know, after one arrest to another, you know, spreading this virus, but they don't die. So police stations are exempt from the virus, and so are banks. For some reason, banks, no viruses in banks, because the government's actually said we don't have to wear masks in banks. So even without masks, the banks are the safest place virtually to go. So if you want to be free from this virus, just go and sit inside a bank 24/7, and you'll be virus free. And other places I can mention, there's Coles, there's Woolworths, there's Bunnings, there's Aldi. No one gets a virus there for some reason, even though people go shopping there all the time. And other ones is politicians' offices. You know, they don't seem to get any virus. And parliaments, they don't seem to get any virus. The virus is scared of politicians, obviously. Where else? Military officers, yeah, they're very scared of military. Yeah, viruses, coronavirus doesn't want to go near any military. And I can think of any more, but yeah, alcohol outlets, yeah. You know, Dan Murphy's, all these alcohol places, no viruses there. Go and buy your alcohol, guys, because, you know, you're pretty safe from a virus there. But the poor nursing homes where no one moves, no community contact, but it's all about it's all about cases and deaths, which I'm going to show you right now. So like I said, this is a week ago. Out of 415 deaths in Victoria, okay, 282 were from aged care. And that's roughly, what's that roughly? Just over 70%, okay? That's a lot of people. A lot of people in old age homes, because as you can see by the graph, everyone in the 80s and 90s, 85% of people are in 80s and 90s. Only 40 people under 70, not even that, likely to be 40 people under 70 throughout Australia in 8 months have been affected by coronavirus. I'll say that again. 40 people throughout Australia in 7-8 months have died, supposedly by their numbers, from coronavirus. And that's when over 400 people die a day in Australia. I'll repeat that. 400 people die a day, but yet only 40 coronavirus deaths in all of Australia in 8 months. It's absurd. 85% are over 81, 82, or even more percentage probably, which is above the average age people die in Australia. They actually live longer than the average age. So yeah, it's a pandemic, is it? But anyway, I'm just going to back here. So they got this 36 people have recovered. That's bullshit. I mean, that's probably the, people, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Bless you. So 36 recovered. Yeah, just bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Probably younger people just had a sniffle or something, tested again, and they made out like it was negative. It's garbage. So going by that, 1 in 8 recover, okay? 1 in 8. So the big one here is 1,682. We have 1,682 active cases in Victoria in aged care. In Australia, 1,745, but just worry about Victoria. So as you know, when you go to aged care, you're virtually gone. You've got days, you've got a few weeks maybe, you're lucky to live a month, you know? So what they've done here, like I said, everyone tests positive in aged care homes. They've got their certain residential homes, which they keep mentioning, one in my suburb, would you believe? So these people, we know we're going to die soon. So what Daniel Andrews does every day, that's his job now, with his bullshit press conference every day. There's nothing more in life than COVID, okay? That's how it is. COVID or coronavirus is our life. We live in COVID life. That's all they want to talk about. There's no talk about cancer. There's no talk about tuberculosis, which is 10 times as many deaths, but it's COVID, and we're going to live with COVID. All these statistics, COVID. You don't see these statistics for anything else, even though it's not in the top 20 supposed deadly diseases or deaths. So we know 1,682 are going to die in the next day or week or weeks. So here comes out every day. As you know, people die in aged care homes every day throughout Melbourne. I'm just concentrating on Melbourne, all right? Average of 10 people, sometimes 15, sometimes 8. So Daniel Andrews uses these figures every day. He uses these 15, 17 deaths, whatever, guaranteed, if not all, 90% are aged care. So he has got these figures every day. This is increasing day by day, or hanging around that that figure. So there he is every day, 10 deaths, 12 deaths, 15, 17. And people are in fear because that's all he says. We got all these deaths every day because he is using these figures here. The active cases. They're not dying from any COVID. They are dying maybe with coronavirus because we all have it. There are, like I said, 7 strains of it. We all have coronavirus, especially if you've got the flu vaccine. If anyone takes the flu vaccine last year, you're full of coronavirus. You'll test positive in a heartbeat, even though they don't need to test. They know. They just want their numbers. They just make them up. So he uses these cases, and there's always the new cases of virtually all the old age care homes. So let's go to today. We've got now 419 deaths. That's gone up a bit out of 565. So we've got 419 as compared to 282 in aged care. So what's that? 137 aged care deaths in the last not even week. Can you believe it? Did I get that right? 137 deaths. And what have we got? 565. Out of 150 deaths, 137 out of 150 deaths in the last week in Victoria have been from aged care homes. Are you kidding me? That's 90-something percent. That is 90-something percent. So once again, all of a sudden they've come up with 510 recoveries. You know, it's more than actual deaths. Whereas here, it was 36 and it was like 1 in 8. So they must be watching my videos because now they've just somehow pumped up these recoveries, which are nothing. They'll just make them up. People got to, it doesn't matter if they've got a runny nose or what. You're still going to test positive coronavirus no matter what. So they just fudged these figures. So supposedly they've recovered. But here, it's got even bigger. 1,819 that are going to die in the next few days. In the next few days or a couple of weeks. He has got 1,819. And forget about this bullshit, one-on-one shit. Guarantee these people are going to die. And he's going to use these numbers every day, forever and ever, until it suits him. He can use these till 2050. And you're still going to have the same numbers dying in aged care homes and making out it's coronavirus. See what I'm getting at? And people just fear this, the numbers every day. I'm not even fucking worried about cases, you know. He's going to use the deaths and deaths because initially there was no deaths. It was all cases. But now he's talking a lot about deaths, you know, more than 10 a day. And people are fearing that, you know. It was only like 1 or 2 deaths a day if you're lucky. 0 deaths for 5 weeks. It was all about cases to get the numbers to scare people. But now it's the deaths. He's got all these. You can guarantee next week that'll be 2,000. And he'll have these numbers to play with as long as he likes. And he will extend the emergency as long as he has these numbers. And like I said, every nursing home, you have people dying in Melbourne every day. Up to 10, 20, exactly what he reads out every day. And his heartfelt commiserations, because he's telling us they're from COVID. If you can't see this, there is something wrong with you. Honestly, that's what's happening. That's how they use the old age people. Wake up, Melbourne. Wake up, Victoria. Wake up, Australia. Wake up, world.